that people like John, I say, listen to the argument, give us a chance, give us a second hearing, and I hope we can persuade you on ideas to come back to the Labour Party.
John, is that what you want to hear? Is that enough to give you some trust? If not, what do you want to hear? What do you want from a Scottish Labour leader?
No, I want a Scottish Labour leader to be standing here saying I can trust him to be for Scotland. No, when the chips are down, he turn his back on the Scottish people and walk away to Westminster. I need somebody I can depend on. I need the people like Jeremy Corbyn to stand up and be counted in Scotland. The Labour Party never ever stood up and be counted in Scotland. They taken the easy road out and jumped into bed with the Conservatives. And that's why they lost nearly every vote in Scotland.
What I say back to you, John, on that is I am the Scotland First candidate, so I recognise, for example, that Brexit is going to be a disaster for families and communities right across the country. And I'm not waiting for permission about what I can say about Brexit and how we stop a hard Tory Brexit in Scotland. I know if we want to protect jobs, if we want to protect trade, if we want to protect workers' rights, we can only do that if we retain permanent membership of the EU single market and the customs union. That's a position that's different from the UK party, but it's a position that is right for Scotland, and I believe fundamentally right for the UK, and I will not be afraid to say what is right for Scotland. Yes, I will work with Jeremy Corbyn. Yes, I will have a very close relationship with Jeremy Corbyn. Yes, I will work day and night to make him the next Prime Minister of the UK. But I am very clear, if a choice came between Scotland and the Scottish Labour Party and the UK Labour Party, I would always put Scotland and the Scottish Labour Party first.
A lot of this contest seems to be about who kind of shares the same visions as Jeremy Corbyn. There seems to be that Corbyn effect across the UK that results are being put down to. So out of yourself and Richard Leonard, who's closest to Jeremy Corbyn? Who gives the same visions that people want to see?
Look, what I'd say, Alan, is that first, this is not a referendum on Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. I think it's not credible to say that we have a referendum on the UK party leader and that's somehow a reflection on our Scottish party leader. I think we've got to pick the leader of the Scottish Labour Party that is best placed to help us elect the UK government and the best placed to elect a Scottish government who has the hope, the energy and the ideas to take us forward. I think we've all unified behind the For the Many, Not the Few manifesto. I think the manifesto publication ahead of the June election was the turning point for the Labour Party and indeed for our country. It brought the Labour family together. We all bought in to the For the Many, Not the Few manifesto. It energised our activists and voters right across the country. Now, we fell short in that election, but I think if we're even more bold and even more radical than even our policy programme in 2016 and 2017, we can win the next election.
Because you once called for him to go, didn't you? You once called for Jeremy Corbyn to quit. So you're premature. Do you regret what you asked of him then? Or why have things changed?
Look, Alan, I think you have to look at that situation in the context of that time. At that time, there was genuine concern about whether we would have cut through in the public, whether he could reach out beyond the base, and whether he could unify the Labour Party. He's proven people wrong. I think Jeremy has shown through the For the Many, Not the Few manifesto that he has brought forward a policy programme that has brought the Labour family together. I think he's demonstrated through the election that he can energise voters, not just within the core Labour vote, but much beyond that core vote. And I think we've got to build on that through the next election, but we will only win the next election if we gain seats in Scotland. Winning 7 seats in Scotland is not enough. We need to win way more seats in Scotland if we want to return a UK Labour government and we want to return Jeremy Corbyn as our Prime Minister.